Well, now suppose you're carrying, suppose you're a farmer and you're carrying this out to the barn
I'd carry that the milk in it.
So what would you call it?
A milk bucket.
Yeah. See, they won't know whether you say bucket or pail or what. Now suppose like this kind right here, what would you say that? That kind's got, you know, where you're gonna scrub and you get a bucket of hot soapy water, and what would you call it? Would you call that a bucket or a pail or?
I think that's a pail where I use the mop in.
Yeah. Okay, now these little kids are cooking in this, what would you call that?
A iron pot.
Yeah. Would you ever call it a kettle?
Kettle.
That's what I'd call a kettle. But
kettle.
You never would call that iron kettle.
No,
I
call this a kettle, but I call that iron pot.
Yeah. Now this is a thing, you know, where you fry potatoes and stuff like that. What would you call that?
Iron spider.
Iron spider. Now see, I'm glad to hear you say that, because that's very few people never have heard of spider.
Yeah.
In different parts of the country, people say it. Sometimes people just, that's the only thing they do say, but. Now let's see, this kind is a three-legged kind, you know. You used to ball clothes in it, at least that's what mother used to do.
I call that a washcloth.
Yeah, now that's what, that's what I would too. Okay, now let's see, this is supposed to be around Easter time. These are supposed to be Easter what?
Easter egg.
And they look stupid, though.
Yes,
now let's see, this is, what you call this stuff all together?
Call us your silverware, knives and fork.
That's right. Knives and fork and what else?
Spoon.
Okie doke. Good. These are some crazy pictures. Okay? Now this girl's doing what?
She told me walk.
Right. Now, that's an old mean witch, I don't know what he's doing. Looks like he's having a fit about something. Let's see, now these children got a broom, and what would you call that?
They sweep it.
And what do you call the thing you're catching up the stuff in?
Dustpan.
Yeah. Now this is something you put your stuff to carry out for the man to come collect. What you call those kind of?
A garbage.
Would you say garbage pail or garbage can?
I say garbage can.
Yeah, me too. You know, at home they've gotten so sorry till you have to have them in a plastic bag, and anything that's not inside of the garbage can, they will not pick up.
That's right.
And it's not the men, it's the regulations, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now what's this woman doing? She looks like she's cleaning the window, so what would you say she's doing?
Scrubbing the wall.
Yeah, and I suppose it was a window. I suppose you were, you know, washing it. What did you say, washing windows?
Washing windows.
Okay, now, look like this. These are things to put. Now, that top one right there, see, to put flowers in. What would you call that?
I call that a flower vase.
That's right. Now, the ones you're growing them in, what you call them?
Flower pots.
Okay, that's what they want to do. Now, let's see, now these are all kind of, these are things that freeze and burst when you have cold weather. What do you call them?
I call them pipes.
Right. Now let's see, suppose the thing you turn the water off and on, what you call that?
Spigot.
Okay, now suppose it's out in the yard and you turn the water on out in the yard, you call it the same thing? Or?
Yeah, the spigot out in the yard.
Okay. Now this lady is an old timey, got a, in the kitchen sink, instead of having running water, she got a what?
A pump.
That was sad. You know, that was when it was hard work, man.
That's right. A pump.
A lot different. Now what's this lady doing?
Vacuum.
Okay, now suppose she's just trying to get the whole house so it's looking halfway decent. She's not going to just do everything, but you say, oh, well, she's just going to get it looking nice. How would you say she just...
Well, I just say... She just going over some of the rooms and leave the rest.
Yeah, that's right. In other words, you're just trying to get something straightened up.
That's straightened up.
That's right.